these kids on the streets, yeah. Smoking more weed than me. Take my 14-year-old little brother,
for instance.
His highlight of the week is hanging outside our Sainsbury's. And I've always wondered why they're tagging up stuff and getting high, but now I'm starting to see it clear. There ain't really much to do around here. Fighting, whining, smashing up homes, filming it on their camera phones, doing it all for teenage kicks. Terrorise grannies and younger kids. It's so easy to sit and judge. Well, we all have a pint down a pub, but I'd do the same if I was in their shoes, cause they just ain't got nothing to do. The kids ain't got nothing to do, Mr. Prime Minister. Now we're not hating on you, but it's all pretty sinister. You got the money to follow Bush, but you don't wanna spend any on our youth. Blame the troubles on the hoods, but don't you see it's in our roots? Gigs, cause then they won't make money on drinks. Slap a fine up at the door, how do they expect you to afford it? Music buyers are usually 16, but they see no reward for spending. It's dangerous to be attending gigs these days, that's what my mum said. What's going on with the kids today? They'd rather get shanked than go out and play. Now I know that's not the case, but no one seems to see it that way. Nobody ever comprehends the boredom of which there seems no end. The government don't want to pay for fun when all they see is and gun. The kids ain't got nothing to do, Mr. Prime Minister. Now we're not hating on you, but it's all pretty sinister. You got the money to follow Bush, but you don't wanna spend any on our youth. Blame the troubles on the hoods, but don't you see it's in our roots?
We'll be right back.